Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of She's Not There by P.J. Parrish, performed by Emily Sutton Smith. To our midwives, Neil, Sharon, Christine, and Miriam. Why I come here. Need for a bottom, something to refer to, where all things visible and invisible commence to swarm. C.D. Wright, Lake Return. Chapter 1. She was floating inside a blue-green bubble. It felt cool and peaceful, and she could taste salt on her lips and feel the sting of it in her eyes. Then, suddenly, there was a hard tug on her hair, and she was yanked out of the bubble, gasping and crying. Her eyes flew open. It was dark and cold, and her hands, when she tried to bring her hands up to her face, she couldn't move them. The voices were back. She had heard them whispering before, but now they sounded sharper and closer. And now she could understand what they were saying. She's awake. You better page Haskins. A light came on, making her squint. She blinked hard, and a woman's face came into focus, hovering above her. She could feel the gentle press of something warm on her forehead, and it took her a moment to realize it was the woman's hand. She tried to talk, but it came out in a strangled moan. The woman was stroking her hair now and making shushing sounds. It's all right. You're going to be okay. She closed her eyes. She had dreamt it, she realized, the floating in the blue-green bubble. But she knew it was a real memory from long ago, one that she had forgotten until now. She was 6 years old and had walked out into a lake, and the sand beneath her feet had given away. Her mother told her later that she would have drowned if someone hadn't pulled her out by her hair. Mother. She realized suddenly she couldn't remember what her mother looked like. She couldn't even remember her mother's name. The cold swirled around her and she began to shiver violently. She couldn't remember her own name. Get her another blanket. The salt taste was on her lips again, and she licked away a tear. Who are you? The voice was back again. She opened her eyes and the blur of pink slowly formed into a woman's face.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?